Tomorrow is the finale of Van Damme Month, the greatest month in history. Granted. Anyway, Bloodsport, 1988. Shit. I mean, it's Bloodsport. Day two of 2 days of Bolo Ying, Bloodsport. Okay. Kumite, Bloodsport. Belching. Bloodsport. I just, what do you say about it? It's the best. Van Damme's here. He plays Frank Dukes alongside Jackson, who is played by Donald Gibbs, who's just a big hairy man. Forrest Whitaker is in this movie as well as Rollins, who's this guy who tries to get Frank Dukes not to fight in the Kumite, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, as well as Norman Burton, whoever that is. Frank Dukes is trained by Tanaka in one of the weirdest, most poorly acted things you've ever seen. There's a kid that plays young Frank Dukes, and he's trying to do a Van Damme impression. It's not very good, but it kind of adds to the appeal. Anyway, his master Tanaka dies, and to honor the family, he goes to fight in the Kumite, a secret damn fight thing underground overseas, okay? And it's all hand-to-hand combat, and everybody goes there that wants to prove themselves, including Jackson, who's basically a big biker man, and Van Damme, Frank Dukes. They get there, and who's there but Bolo Ying? And Bolo Ying is the best. He's so good, and this is the premier Bolo Ying feature. I want to say, there's two movies to me that are Van Damme. This and Kickboxer. They're both amazing. Having watched them both now in recent sort of proximity to one another, I can definitively say that Kickboxer is the better film. This one, though, is like all fighting. Outside of that initial prologue where they're telling you all the backstory of Frank Dukes, when they start the Kumite, it's awesome. And there's all these fights, and there's fights from guys who just are in it for a blip. And then there's tons of Van Damme fights and Jackson fights and Bolo Ying fights. There's a point where Bolo Ying and Jackson fight each other, and Bolo Ying beats the crap out of him. And it's sort of like in Kickboxer when his brother gets beat up. This predates Kickboxer, though, I believe. I mean, this feels like, even though the film is not lackluster, I feel like this is a lackluster end to this feed just because it's Bloodsport. What do you say? You talk about the thing where he gets blinded by Bolo Ying, and then he does some of the most iconic things ever, like screaming. And he does where he clears his eyes out, and he looks up, and he's like, all that? Do I talk about that? I did. So, this gets 5 out of 5 Van Dams. I mean, what are we doing? I almost called a Kickboxer. It's Bloodsport. It's nearly perfect. So tune into the movie Draft House tomorrow where we review Lionheart. I can't. Okay, if you haven't seen Bloodsport and you haven't watched Kickboxer, then you don't know who Jean-Claude Van Damme is. It's that simple. If you've heard of Van Damme, you've seen Kickboxer and Bloodsport. You've seen them over and over, like me. You've watched them so much they are ingrained into your person. And I can say, having watched 30 Van Damme films in 30 days, because frankly, I've already recorded tomorrow's episode of Draft House, so I've watched 30 Van Damme films in 30 days. Here are the top 5. You ready for this? Number 5. Indiana Jones and the... No, that's a different thing. I don't know. I didn't rank these. I'm going by the seat of my pants. Okay, number five. Let's go with Universal Soldier, the original. It's awesome, right? And then I'm going to say Kickboxer Retaliation. Yes, it's better. It's so good. It's mind-blowingly good. Why is it this good? Then I'm going to go with... let's go with Nowhere to Run. Really good movie. I hadn't seen it before. That's really great. And then we got Bloodsport and Kickboxer. There you go. Kickboxer is the best Van Damme movie ever made. You should go watch it. It's brilliant. So what am I going to do now that I won't have Van Damme in my life daily? I've been sitting around watching other like crappy action movies, and they're pretty fun. Like I watched Hard Target 2. I could tell you about Hard Target 2, where Scott Atkins, who was in the last Universal Soldier movie, is a hard target. It's fine. I don't know. I don't want it to end. I don't want Van Damme Month to end. And yet, it has to. And why not go out with Bloodsport and then Lionheart tomorrow? You owe it to yourself to watch a couple Van Damme films and find out why he's the best.